Now, one of the most important signifying moments of 2014 is not going to be the World Cup final. It's not going to be a whole range of other activities that are going on there. It is going to be the fact that, amazingly, and indeed slightly sadly as well, the piquant moment, because we will be bidding farewell to the full-time team leader of the chaplaincy team from the James Cook University Hospital, the legendary, and I use that term quite deliberately, Reverend Malcolm Masterman. How are you?
I'm well, but I'm not sure I can live up to that introduction.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Absolutely. It's been a joy sharing these chaplaincy thoughts. I mean, you were the first chaplaincy team member to become a regular podcast contributor. So that's very important.
Well, that was wonderful. Well, but it's very sad for me in many respects because the end of next week, which is the end of June, I finish hospital chaplaincy. I retire after 34 years as a full-time hospital chaplain. 1980, I became a full-time hospital chaplain. Mm. It's hard to believe. Where have the 34 years gone?
This, of course, is something which very much ties in. We just had the feast of Whitsuntide, etc. And so time is such an illusion, Malcolm, I find, that no matter where you're sort of coming from a religious perspective, it just literally is so important that one focuses on the moment. And really, from a Christian perspective, I think, always looks to do the best one can at whatever time one is in.
Absolutely. And as you say, Pentecost, a couple of Sundays ago, Trinity Sunday last Sunday, this week we've got Corpus Christi, the Thanksgiving for the Holy Communion on Thursday. Mm. And we're starting into our Pentecost season or our ordinary time. So it's a lot of change, and a lot of change for many people, and for many people coming into hospital, a lot of change. Also a time of thanksgiving. And that's how I'm feeling now. I've been very blessed by the people I've come across, those that I've ministered to, those that may have been given some support, those who may not have got much help from me. But for all the people that I've come across, I'm very conscious of the fact that it's a time when we remember them and move forward. And many people coming into hospital are thinking about people they love, people that have been influential in their lives, people who will be influential in the future to them. Very much a time of reflection and thanksgiving and looking forward.
I'd certainly heartily endorse those. I know we used to do these chaplaincy thoughts one-to-one in the studio, but as time has sort of evolved, we do them over a phone line. I'm based in a studio in Lincoln. It's all packaged together. It all works together. But it still sort of celebrates the best of Southside Broadcasting at the James Cook University Hospital. I think of times spent with respect to the Healthy Alternative Fairs that we used to run, which we're delighted to see. I think of Christmas events that you coordinate. I think, obviously, of the peace candle that would come over from Jerusalem on an annual basis. Lots and lots of things from that point of view. What are your own highlights, Malcolm, in terms of actually putting that together? Are there any particular moments you'd like to share with our listener at present?
Well, I think the Peace Light is always an important occasion. And in recent years, the children have become more involved in the school nursery, the nursery within the grounds of the hospital. And that's been really helpful. And for them to come, and this Easter, a group of them came into the chapel in Holy Week, and we thought about the Easter story with them, and that was really nice to see these youngsters coming in. I think the peace candle is one. I think the Holistic Centre, now called the Trinity Centre, which has gone off in a different direction, and we are having some input into meditation. Mm. Within that, on a Thursday at 12:30, and that's been taken up, and that's a very positive thing. There's a choir started in the Holistic Centre as well, a staff choir. Those are important things in terms of the staff and trying to keep the morale of staff high, because this is a hard time in the NHS, and one cannot help but face the some startling facts as you pick up newspapers and hear about.
Don't get me started on salaries, Malcolm. We're not going to do that on
I'm
that particular
salaries,
no.
I'm not doing salaries, but financial pressures within
indeed.
The NHS.
Indeed, indeed.
Are huge for us all.
Yes, absolutely.
And trust amongst them.
I also think about, again, a couple of personal highlights, the official launching of the Tapestry, which is, of course, directly opposite the Chapel of the Good Samaritan. That was a wonderful time. Archbishop of York, Archbishop John St. Daniel coming down. Wonderful
That
stuff.
Was a wonderful visit.
Yes.
When he came to the wards and visited on the wards. And he actually came back again a few weeks later to license Marie Edwards as a chaplain here. And we're very pleased to announce that Marie Edwards is the new lead chaplain and will be starting from the beginning of July as the lead chaplain in my place.
Which was, of course, going to be one of my other little questions that I thought would better hesitate, because I do know that when you actually joined us, there was a little bit of a leeway and a slight sort of gap between times. And it is very important, and I will emphasise this. I think that obviously James Cook University Hospital, fantastic environment, lots of good stuff up there. But mind and spirit, those
Absolutely.
Two things need to work together with the body to really yeah. kind of coordinate from that point of view.
I'd want to say that, actually, that the Trust took seriously that point, and before I came, I think there was a gap of nearly 2 years before there was a lead chaplain appointed.
It was a fallow period, I like to feel, basically, just waiting, obviously, for yourself to emerge like a comet, a comet from Durham.
Now behave yourself. Well, yes, but we've managed to make sure that there's some continuity. And there is no gap this time, because when you work in a small team, it's not always easy to cover when someone leaves. But we've managed to maintain that continuity, and we've got to be thankful for the Trust in these hard times that they've seen this as important. And also, from the 1st of July, some of the other staff are taking on the extra hours that I used to do and Marie's hours in order to maintain the service. So we've been very fortunate, and the service will be maintained, and there it is in good hands. I have every confidence in the team that will be moving forward without me.
Well, Malcolm, I do know that with respect to your globe-trotting travels, etc., we would be remiss if we didn't sort of at least look to book you as a semi-regular contributor, even if it's a travel reporter, over the next year or so. So hopefully we won't sort of say it's going to be farewell forever from this point of view, even as we've said, you're stepping aside from the responsibilities of being lead chaplain or team leader for the James Cook University Hospital chaplaincy team. Finally, any last thoughts? I mean, we mentioned, obviously, Thanksgiving. I think that attitude of gratitude is very much at the forefront of everything. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our podcast listener, and indeed people listening to this on Channel 1 Hospedia for the James Cook University Hospital?
Yeah. My final thoughts would be that we are all on a journey, and that journey may take us in different routes, and some of those routes may be hard to understand and to accept, but it is that journey that we're on, and we need to recognise the others journeying with us on that journey, and in fact our Lord Jesus Christ, who journeys with us, beside us, and supports us and sustains us in that journey. And I would hope, as I journey on in my future, I leave behind another journeying group. And that's the message, I think, of Pentecost. The disciples were sent out full of the Holy Spirit to journey on, and it's our task now to journey on wherever that may be, whether we are sick and fighting an illness and we journey through that, or whether we are a member of staff, or we retiring as I am from the NHS, we journey on in that faith and trust in Him.